Just because God spoke to you does not mean it's automatic or guaranteed to happen. In fact, that's one of the trip-ups people get. When God speaks, it's very important that you understand the timing. In other words, is it for now? Is it for 5 years from now? Is it for someone else? And these are the things that we learn to discern. And I've been kind of unpacking a little bit into these three audios. Also, keep in mind that you may need to take into account that the word you are getting and where it's coming from, it may be coming through someone else's filter or maybe in your own filter. Some prophetic words represent God's intentions for you, but you'll need to contend. I call that the tension of contention, or you'll need to battle for it. Now, some people don't agree with me on this, but this is my experience after many years of dealing with the prophetic and as being a prophetic life coach. It's not everything's automatic. In fact, sometimes you get it. Just like David got the prophetic word from Samuel, the prophet, that he would be king. He had to contend for it. He had to press in. The same with the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 9, he had a prophetic word. He had a dramatic encounter with the Lord. And then it took 10 years for him to get into his calling, at least. He had to contend for it. 1 Corinthians 13:9, the Apostle Paul says, "Where we now know in part, we prophesy in part." So don't expect to get a prophetic word or hear God that contains everything that God wants to say to you or everything you need to do. It's also very important to take the time to test the word. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 21. You can read it there. It's a good idea to test a prophetic word to see if everything is from the Lord, if it's biblical, if it's cloudy, unclear, how it affects you, how it impacts you. You know, many people do not understand the whole point of testing. And I'll talk just a minute about that.